Jack Hughes fires USA to Olympic gold in Milan after 46-year wait. Team USA defeated Canada 2-1 in overtime in Milan to win Olympic men's hockey gold for the first time since 1980. The victory reshapes the international hockey order and ends decades of frustration for American players and fans. Less than 2 minutes into 3-on-3 overtime, Jack Hughes buried the winning goal, setting off a celebration that many inside the arena described as release rather than surprise. Hughes scores through pain. Hughes' moment came after a game that tested him physically and mentally. In the third period, he absorbed a high stick from Canada's Sam Bennett that chipped at least one of his front teeth. He glanced down at the ice and saw fragments scattered near the blue line. His instinct, he admitted later, was to draw the penalty. Instead, he regrouped and stayed in the fight. When Zach Werenski stripped Nathan MacKinnon of the puck in overtime and sent a cross ice pass, Hughes was waiting in space. He snapped the puck home cleanly. Gloves flew. Teammates piled on. It was just pure joy, defenseman Charlie McAvoy said, describing a moment he could barely remember in detail. Hughes called it a gutsy win and framed it as a statement about American hockey's resilience. Hellebuyck delivers a career-defining performance. If Hughes authored the final line, Connor Hellebuyck wrote the foundation. The U.S. goaltender stopped 41 shots, including a paddle save on Devon Taves that kept the game tied in the third period. He also denied Connor McDavid on a breakaway, a save that shifted momentum when Canada was pressing hardest. Teammates did not hesitate in their assessment. Matthew Tkachuk said it belongs among the greatest American goaltending displays. Dylan Larkin went further, joking that Hellebuyck should never pay for a drink again in Michigan. For Hellebuyck, the performance carried personal weight. After criticism during the 2025 Stanley Cup playoffs, he insisted that outside opinions never altered his approach. "These are the moments that prove it," he said. "Discipline and depth decide the game." The United States killed off a 93-second 5-on-3 power play in the second period, a turning point in a final defined by small margins. The penalty kill finished the tournament 18-for-18, an efficiency rate that reflected preparation and buy-in from role players. Vincent Trocheck acknowledged that some questioned roster selections before the tournament. He and others leaned into defensive assignments and face-offs rather than chasing scoring headlines. "We had a job to do," he said. Matt Boldy opened the scoring early, while Canada responded through Cale Makar. The Canadians outshot the Americans heavily in the second period and played without captain Sidney Crosby, who missed the final due to injury. Even so, the contest never drifted far from balance. A sweep and a tribute. The men's triumph completed a clean sweep for USA Hockey after the women's team also defeated Canada in overtime earlier in the week. In a poignant moment after the medal ceremony, players skated with a number 13 jersey honoring former U.S. star Johnny Gaudreau, who died in 2024. His children joined the team on the ice for photos, turning celebration into remembrance. For the first time since Lake Placid, American men stand atop Olympic hockey. In Milan, it took chipped teeth, relentless goaltending, and belief that the wait was finally over.